Freestyle Friday.
What up, what up? I'm going to take some CBD gummies. So let's see here. Eat half to one gummy, wait 1 hour, and increase or decrease doses needed. Increase or decrease? How do you decrease it if you already ate it? I don't know. Fuck it. See what happens. I don't know if it's a lower or higher, or body higher, or head higher.
I'm going ahead and let y'all know. I'm excited. I'm not excited because, I'm going to explain to you guys why I'm excited. The Hot Boys. We on fire. Them boys has been recording. Well, they've been recording together, but they've been doing shows. And even though I missed all the shows they did back in February, it got me hoping that maybe sometime in the near future, they're going to do something where I can get to it. I was a big Hot Boys fan growing up. My favorite Hot Boys, Young Turk. individual rapping is different, but as a Hot Boy, Young Turk. I bought shit. Before Young Turk went to jail, I bought every album that came out. Just because. And I could rap to you some of his songs like "Ain't No Fun When the Rabbit Got the Gun." Yeah, I love that shit. Whew. My favorite rapper out of the Hot Boys was Young Turk, man. Anyway, what it got me thinking about was if I wanted to see a concert, what songs do I want to hear from the Hot Boys? First of all, The Hot Boys, Get It How You Live. I don't want anything from the album. I'm going to run down the list for you. So, I thought We On Fire would be one of them, but I remember. So, when 97 came around, I was in the 10th grade. Yeah. When the album was out, I was in the 10th grade. Either the 9th grade or the 10th grade. I was either finishing my 9th grade or beginning my 10th grade. I don't know what part of the year it came out of. But when that album came out, I wasn't really checking for them, you know. I think during that year, I was still back on. I don't even know what I was listening to back then. I know Tupac had died in 96. So what was I listening to right after Tupac died? I think I was just distraught for a year. I think I was I might have been a traitor. This might have been a time when I used to remix all the. I was a big Tupac fan, but Shiny Suit Dude, man, I used to remix all their songs and redo them. So Puff Daddy was the remix king, and Jermaine Dupri. That's what it was. It was Jermaine Dupri. But then Get It How You Live came around. I think that's when I started I think I got that wrong. Which one came out first? I think Guerrilla Warfare came out in 99. Get It How You Live came out in 97. Because I didn't really I mean, the songs is okay, but it was like they were still putting themselves together. You could tell they always rapping. They got a deal. They was putting themselves out there, but it wasn't the Hot Boys that we know it. It wasn't until Guerrilla Warfare came out. And even though We On Fire song, they did that before. They did that on Get It How You Live, but it really wasn't like the way we know it. Now, when they redid it on Guerrilla Warfare, and I was kind of disappointed that when they did Let 'Em Burn, that they didn't do a third version of it, because it was like the evolution of Hot Boys if they would have redid it on Let 'Em Burn too. But on Guerrilla Warfare, that's when we got what kind of niggas they bullied that drove. What kind of nigga freeze you like an Eskimo, UV? What kind of nigga want that shit that we got? What kind of nigga that fussing them noise? You rhyme with them boys, but what boys? Hot Boys. I love that shit, huh? What kind of nigga that they can get a dough but your head? Ooh, them Hot Boys, them Hot Boy, We On Fire. That's my shit, boy. They was running down the road, boy. They just kept flipping, skipping off, man. Man, that shit gave me some things. But that Guerrilla Warfare, man, that was the one. Hell, respect my mind. You know what I'm saying? That shit was the shit, man. Guerrilla Warfare was it, right? But wasn't nothing sicker on the radio at that time in 99, other than when DMX dropped something, was when they all jumped down and was like, oh, what you want, boy? I want a hot girl. Because what people don't know from back then was Master P had already established what a hot girl and hot boy was. And then it was kind of like they're from the same area, but Cash Money basically changed the definition of a hot girl. So that a hot girl on No Limit was basically a gangster. Like they was gangsters, you know. They the ones that I mean, that are basically touch a gun for you, you know what I'm saying? Do some time for you, do all that shit. But the way P put it out there, it was like, you hard as fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing sexy about it, like real sexy about it. It was like, yeah, I just need me a bitch that, you know. Cash Money made that shit sexy. Oh, what you want, boy? I want a hot girl. Oh, what you need, boy? I want to eat a hot girl. You know what I'm saying? BG said that off, boy. And the most iconic Turk verse ever is in the one that made Wayne so popular. So it was both of them. And if you just listening to it on the radio, you ain't really know who was who, but it was, I like it hot. The ones that don't tell me to stop, eat dick, swallow the cum, they don't know how to stop. I need a project chick, a hood rat chick, one that don't give a fuck and say she took that dick. Now she a donkey with it. The way they bouncing in there, it was the shit. Like Wayne and Turk killed that shit. Oh, yeah, you could tell Louisa comes like, and throw it at Louisa till I said, ooh, that's enough. I need a gangsta hoe. One that don't give a fuck is at it. Yeah. Anyway, that shit was the shit, right? I Need a Hot Girl was the hottest song they did in Cash Money until that moment, and probably a few years after. You know, so that those two songs, We On Fire and I Need a Hot Girl, will be the ones that they definitely 100% have to do. And then what they should do, I would say, because I think the group was actually broken up when Let 'Em Burn came out. So they will have to put that shit out, because that intro after they did Alicia Applefoot, is it Alicia Applefoot? This is Alicia Applefoot reporting. Yeah, that one. They would have to put that shit out there. I got something in them that feels so heavy. That shit. And because they had a 3-song run on that one. If you get a chance, go to iTunes and listen to Let 'Em Burn. Start off with number one. You're going to have Alicia Applefoot come on and give you like a news segment of what's going on in the news. Then they're going to do the introduction, which is basically all of them go give you a verse. And I think Turk was already in jail, so they use the old verse for him. It's in my bloodstream, hope water to be the nigga that I am. But anyway, he's in that shit. And then as soon as that busts off, they do my section. And then on my section, it's like, my section is the block, dog. Don't you hang too long or you get knocked off. Whoa. Juvenile is doing that one. Then, after that song, they got another one. And it's like, stick and move. You know them little boys are down here, stick and move. Shit, I want to play. Because I get the one behind it mixed up a little bit. Let's see. I only need a few seconds. I shouldn't trip anything. Let's see. So, stick and move. I got all these on album, though. So, that sticky move, and down here is... Yeah, but that first three set songs, from introduction all the way to sticky move, them motherfuckers ate that shit up. Like, when I first listened to that album... I was like, man, I was already sad because they was breaking up. They had broken up. I had just got off my tour. I think it was my first tour, my first war tour. No, this is my second one. This is after Juvenile left, after BG left. Turk, they still ain't really. I think Turk. I don't know if Turk ever announced that he was leaving. Like, big, I think it just came across that Turk left, too. But after all of that, basically, it came out to, we still go drop this album. And they dropped the album. And it was like all the hope that they was just joking and was there. But yeah, man, when that three-song run, the first time I heard that shit, as soon as Down Here came on, the second song I just played, and I felt it different. I went back to number two, and then went 2 through 4 again, and just kept doing that. Like, that whole ride, it was just 2 through 4. I don't think I got to the second. Like I don't even think I got the song number 5, my actual play song number 5, for at least 2 or 3 days. Like, it was, that shit was the shit, man. Manny Fresh got some fresh ass skit on that too. He called a girl playing with a keyboard in the background. He was like, "Oh man, Manny Fresh skits, man. Some of them things can't even be played today with the cancel culture and shit like that." But you got to listen to it. He met this girl at a wedding of two lesbians, and then basically he was like, I think he was on hard-ass Tanya's side. That's how he said, "I was on hard-ass Tanya's side." But you know when Tanya kissed Rhonda, whatever that woman's name was, my dick got hard. It was just so fun, man. But in those three albums, man, like those 5 songs were basically, I would start off with Get How You Look and just, no, I ain't got nothing on it. I would start off with Guerrilla Warfare with those 2 songs and then let them all go individual. You got Dwayne going, you got to get him doing the old stuff like The Block Is Hot. The Block Is Hot. The Block Is Hot. You got to get him doing Stop Playing Man and Get It Understood, because you know it understood when you're going around the hoods and you don't know my own fuck with me now. They can't fuck with me now. Fuck with me now. Fuck with me now. That song. And then you got, then you could go into, you probably want to skip 500 Degrees, since that was supposed to be a whole diss to Juvenile. But it got some good songs on that too. But then you go into the Carter series, you got that shit. You got BG. You gotta do Bling Bling. Bling Bling was the shit back then. Then you could throw Turk in. Like I said, Turk got some good songs on what's the name of his album? Oh man. I gotta look this up. Cause I don't wanna mix up the order of his stuff. So Young and Thuggin' is what it's in me, my nigga, to be the thug that I be. It's in me, my nigga, to, yeah, that one. And then you got Raw and Uncut. I think Raw and Uncut was my favorite album of his. It was he was with Keno. You thought it was over, but it ain't. That song. And then he got Letter to the World. We take penitentiary chances. We take penitentiary chances. We take penitentiary chances. Every day, all day on the block. He got an album called Penitentiary Chances too. But I ain't listened to these songs in what year is this? Five? It's March. I ain't listened to these albums in at least 6 months. I think I did listen to it when I had my flip phone. But a sleeper that you guys need to think about when you listening to their stuff, man, you go on Baller Blocking, bruh. I need a project chick. Give me a hood rat chick. One that don't give up. And say she took that dick. You got that song. And just those two along with, why you blocking us? Baller Blocking us. You niggas keep trying. Ain't no stopping us. Notice the parts of the songs that I'm doing is Turk. It's Juvenile, the Project Bitch. But it was Turk's part of I Think I Need a Hot Girl that basically came on that shit. Anyway. Don't sleep on Turk. Turk is still my favorite hot boy. Lil Wayne, when I was rapping, Lil Wayne was the person I looked up to because we were the same age. He is actually like 8. I think he's 15 days younger than me. But I never knew about the advantages of coaching. I did everything I did by myself anyway. But Juvenile to me was like the soul rapper. Like it was the soul rapper and stuff. But my favorite one is Turk. BG, I don't sleep on him. He's the most gangster. Everybody had their own lane. You had the charismatic, Lil Wayne. You had like the soul rapper and Juvenile. You had BG, who was basically the gangster rapper, and then you had that the Get It How You Live, the real motherfucker. And Turk, you know what I'm saying? Turk did, go look up Turk's life. Turk did jail time for, I don't want to get it wrong, but I know some people with letters bust up in his shit and shot themselves up and then put him in jail. Anyway, I digress. If I had an hour, maybe 2 hours. It should be about 2 hours. They could do a good, strong concert for about 2 hours, have me hoisting the motherfucker. They're going to start out with two. If they start off with those two songs from Guerrilla Warfare, well, if I can go through everybody's little discography, give everybody about 5-6 songs each, intermingle with each other, finish off with the Let Them Burn, the songs that a lot of people didn't hear because the group was broken up by then. They didn't even really promote it. If I remember correctly, I just walked in the store one day. I read a lot on the internet, but I walked in the store when I realized it was coming out and looked for it. I had to actually go to the mall. I couldn't go to like a I don't even know what that shit was called in Virginia. But that was like a little side school I used to go get all my music from. Kind of like a Monster Music or a Sam Goody or something like that. But it was like, it was standalone. I had to go to the store to FYE and get it. I had to go to the mall. And I don't even think FYE was called FYE back then. Anyway, but yeah, man. Finish off that. We're talking about a good 2-hour show that I hope they bring that. And I hope they put it together and make it a 2-hour show and charge us $1,000 a seat. Because I don't want that many people there. Oh, because I want to get to the front. Oh, man. Anyway. Until next time. And, oh, yeah, I got to tell you where you got to find me. You can find everything I do at www.distractionnetwork.com. Until next time, take care, be safe, holla. I got to go and pick up my kids from school. Golly! All right, let me get up out of here.